The president of the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, Right Reverend Joseph Osei-Bunsu, says he disagrees with President Mahama's stance that Ghanaians should show compassion to the two Guantanamo Bay detainees. He said it baffles him as to why government agreed to admit people with links to terrorist groups. Reacting to the media briefing by President Mahama yesterday, Right Reverend Osei-Bunsu said he will not accept the explanation by the president that the two detainees do not pose a threat to their country. He wondered why America, with all the sophisticated weapons and intelligence, refused to accommodate them since they claim the detainees are of low risk.
We are talking of national security. These are people who are arrested by the Americans because of their involvement in terrorism. They have been in prison for a long while, and now the Americans are telling us, oh, they're okay now, a low risk, and so Ghana should take them. Why don't the Americans take them? America has made the law that none of those in Guantanamo can set foot in America, and so they have to send them elsewhere. And why should Ghana accept this, you know? So, and they're all over. These people have countries, so they could have been sent to their own countries. So why bring them to Ghana? Doesn't make sense to us.
This is a humanitarian gesture. I mean, can't we do that?
So they have a country. They have not been, the president of Yemen hasn't said that they cannot come back there. So why bring them here? And as I said, America does not want such people in America. They have their reasons. They know they're terrorists. They have the best database, and they say they don't want them. Why should we accept them in Ghana? Part of all the studies we have done. There's no need for them to be in Ghana. Let them go to their own country, because they have a country, and their president hasn't said that he doesn't want them there. If they were refugees, we'd accept them gladly. They're not refugees. They are people who have been accused of terrorism. If they've been cleared, fine. Let them go to their own country. I don't see why they should come to Ghana if it is low risk. Low risk or high risk. There's no need for Ghana to have them.
You say it's risky on security grounds, but the president is actually saying that this was done upon extensive consultation with the security agencies.
My point is, why bring them to Ghana? What are they going to do for us in Ghana? They can be in their own country. If they don't pose any risk, why don't they go to their own country? Why bring them to Ghana?